AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Nepal is shaken again, this time a 7.4 magnitude earthquake near the Chinese border between Kathmandu and Mount Everest. At least four people are confirmed dead, less than 3 weeks after the country was devastated by a quake. A search and rescue team is already searching through the wreckage of the little town of Chautara.
We can generally consider and expect aftershocks to occur in this area for many weeks and months ahead.
Amy Vaughn at the U.S. Geological Survey. A ship carrying hundreds of Rohingya Muslims has sent out a distress call asking to be rescued. They say they were abandoned by their captain, possibly in Malaysian waters, without fuel and have been without food or water for 3 days. Some 350 people believed to be on board. Flooding in southeastern Texas has resulted in high water rescues. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Justin Gibbs.
The most serious flooding that we've been able to confirm was in southeastern Starr County. It was in a couple of towns. The biggest city close by was Rio Grande City, a town called Garciasville and Las Lomas. And there were, from what we can gather, about 15 to 20 people that were helped out of their homes.
Meanwhile, the American Red Cross says dozens of people have been spending the night at a shelter it set up in Van, the small East Texas town where a deadly tornado hit on Sunday. Reactions continue over the NFL suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady in connection with the deflated football scandal. This Pats fan says the NFL is only hurting itself.
I'm a big Patriots fan, so I don't like it. I don't think it's very fair. And I don't think the NFL wants Tom Brady out of the game for 4 games. You know, he's a big moneymaker for them.
According to his agent, the reigning Super Bowl MVP will appeal his 4-game suspension. This is AP Radio News. The defense has rested in the punishment trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. His lawyers put sister Helen Prejean on the witness stand. AP correspondent Denise Lavoy reports the death penalty opponent testified about conversations she had with Tsarnaev.
She did not come out and say that he told her he was sorry for his participation in the bombings, but she said she interpreted the talks that they had to show that he was, quote unquote, genuinely sorry for what he had done.
The former executive producer of American Idol says he was initially sad to hear of the show's cancellation, but Nigel Lithgow now says he understands that it's time.
It's the right time. And very brave, I think, of Fox to do this. It's still doing very well in the ratings, whatever anyone else has got to say. It isn't doing the 35 million viewers, but it's certainly doing 12.
American Idol will end its run after next season. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big.